Hachette Audio presents The Big Nowhere, written by James Elroy, read by Jason Culp. To Glenda Revelle. It was written that I should be loyal to the nightmare of my choice. Joseph Conrad, Heart of Darkness. Part 1, Red Cross Currents. Chapter 1. Thunder showers hit just before midnight, drowning out the horn honks and noisemaker blare that usually signaled New Year's on the Strip, bringing 1950 to the West Hollywood substation in a wave of hot squeals with meat wagon backup. At 12:03, a four-vehicle fender bender at Sunset and La Cienega resulted in a half-dozen injuries. The deputies who responded got eyewitness testimony. The crash was caused by the clown in the brown DeSoto and the Army major in the Camp Cook staff car racing no hands with dogs wearing paper party hats on their laps. Two arrests, one call to the Verdugo Street Animal Shelter. At 12:14, an uninhabited vet's shack on Sweetser collapsed in a heap of drenched prefab, killing a teenaged boy and girl necking under the foundation. Two county morgue DOAs. At 12:29, a neon lawn display featuring Santa Claus and his helpers short-circuited, shooting flames along the electrical cord to its inside terminus. A plug attached to a maze of adapters fueling a large, brightly lit Christmas tree and nativity scene, severely burning three children heaping tissue-wrapped presents on a glow-in-the-dark baby Jesus.